The Sandlot Show. This is the Arizona segment, and I'm your host, Mike Kruger. Got some nice interviews for you this week. I want to thank our advertisers that helped the show out. That's Deer Valley Credit Union, Sandlot Baseball Academies, the Arizona Baseball Network, and Victory Lane Sports Park. Here's the show.
This is Billy Horton with Cactus Athletic Camps, and I listen to The Sandlot.
Our next guest on The Sandlot Show this week is Billy Horton with Cactus Athletic Camps. Billy's played some college and professional baseball and puts on some nice instructional sessions and camps and things that your child can go to each week. How you doing, Billy?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Mike?
Great. So, like, tell us a little bit about Cactus Athletic Camps.
Well, I've been doing baseball camps for 15 years, working for different companies, and then 2 years ago I started my own camp. And Cactus Athletic Camps was born in April 06, and I do baseball camps all over the valley, also a couple of out-of-staters. And we do pitching clinics, catching clinics, all-around baseball clinics, just some different hitting camps, and we do private instruction out in Scottsdale.
Right, that's kind of your home base out there, right?
Yeah, home base is basically around 56th Street and the 101, and then we do branch out. We've done stuff in Mesa now. We've done stuff in North Scottsdale, in Phoenix, and then now in Glendale out here at your park at Victory Lane.
Yeah, we're out here. It's July. It's a little hot, but Billy's got a nice camp going on this week. How was it today?
It was great. The kids, all junior high and high school kids, worked really hard. It is warm, but we're out there for 4 hours. We go take breaks every 15 to 20 minutes, and then we'll go for two straight hours with those breaks in between. Take a 15-minute talk that we talk every day about something different, about education, possibly drugs and alcohol, overcoming adversity. We do team talks every day, and that's, I believe it's not just about baseball, but it's my job to give back to the community, and hopefully kids learn from my mistakes and others that I've seen in pro ball.
Baseball's a great, you know, setting for teaching kids what to do later in life. What's your schedule like for instruction? How often are you going each week?
The private instruction I do Monday through Saturday. I take Sundays off, but we do after-school stuff also during the summertime, or during school breaks we'll do in the morning. But private stuff is mostly from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then the baseball camps or our speed and agility clinics, they go all year round on weekends, and then during every school break we're going to have something going on in different parts of the valley.
Now, what? So you cover kids from just all the age groups?
I've got
Little League to club to high school.
Yes, I've got kids that are young as 6 years old that show up to my camps, and I also have college-age players that I train individually one-on-one. And I've got a kid right now who's playing at Cornell University who's a gigantic 6'5", 250-foot first baseman slash pitcher, and I've got little squirts that are 6 years old playing t-ball that want to just get a solid foundation, and their parents bring them out, and we have a lot of fun with that.
So, Billy, like, what with the kids that you work with, you know, is there like a message or a goal or whatever that you try to, you know, emphasize with the kids all the time, with the players you work with?
Definitely. The biggest thing that I always talk about, I'll go to schools, churches, even businesses will bring me in to do public speaking, and the biggest thing I talk about to kids would be overcoming adversity and believing in yourself, believing that you're the best player on the field at all times. At Cactus High School, I was cut my freshman year and didn't make the team at all, and didn't make the varsity squad till my senior year. However, I played hard enough and well enough to earn a college scholarship. Actually, three different schools offered me a scholarship, and no one believed in me. I even had scouts who told me after I made the professional ranks that never thought I'd get out of high school, and they even were surprised I made the varsity team. I was a late bloomer, but no one worked harder than I did, and I wanted to let the kids know that no isn't no. No just means it's another opportunity for someone to say yes. And that scouts look at five tools, but that sixth tool is that work ethic, that makeup. What, you know, are you a grinder? Are you a hard worker? And college coaches want that. High school coaches want that. They want kids who work really hard.
Oh, that's a great story. What now? You got a great website too. I know all your clinics and camps are up there, but you got a lot of cool stuff up there, and you interview kids. What's your website?
It's cactuscamps.com. So cactuscamps.com. And we do a lot of stuff interactive. We do a free weekly newsletter you can subscribe to in the top right corner of the website. It's all about nutrition, speed and agility, baseball, just basic health stuff. Every week, once you've attended one of my camps or clinics or done one-on-one lessons with me, you then have the opportunity to be the athlete of the week. It's a student athlete of the week, and you're put on the website, you get you know, a full week to where people get to see where you're at. Usually I give out a prize to the winner. You know, we want what your GPA is. We want to know what are your other things besides just baseball, what other sports. We love athletes that play multiple sports and get out there and try something before they hit high school, or even in high school, because find out what you love to do. And I believe that by playing multiple sports, you learn how to use different muscles, and you're able to interact better with certain players. Because it's a different, you know, football is different, more of a team-oriented sport versus baseball, more of an individual sport.
Yeah. Now, your newsletters are great, and I'm up on your website a lot. People should keep an eye on that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then Coach's Corner is another cool thing we do. Each week, I update that with different baseball things. And also, there's a gentleman named Danny Putnam, who's a AAA player for the A's. Yep. He'll submit things. I have some pitchers who played pro ball or still playing, like, to submit stuff. So each week, coaches and players can go to Coach's Corner and see what's been updated, something different. We try to do interactive videos and things of that nature.
Cool. So now you played at Cactus High. Where'd you play a little college ball after that?
Yeah. After Cactus High School, I played at Spring Hill College, which is an NAIA school down in Alabama. I had three small schools that offered me scholarships. Played 4 years there, and then I got to play professionally from 96 to 2000. Played with some independent clubs, and then the White Sox in 99 and the Angels in 2000. All minor league. But, you know, I try to stress to these kids that it's not to discourage them when I tell this, but only 0.1% of all people get to play a professional sport. And that's just to encourage them to work harder. And only 3% get to play in college. So I don't want to scare them. I just want to let them know that once you hit college, and you played college ball as well, so you know, everyone's got talent. And in pro ball, everyone's got a lot of talent. So it's those hard workers and those people that that go the extra level that that seem to make it.
Yeah. Now, so now, where'd you grow up?
I actually grew up in Michigan. I grew up in a small town called West Branch, Michigan, that was just about as big as my high school here in Arizona. I moved here, went to Oakwood Elementary for my eighth grade year, and then Cactus High from there. But West Branch is a small little cow town. If you're looking at your right palm right now, you could touch your middle knuckle. We're called mid-nux.
Yeah.
And it's the middle knuckle is where West Branch, Michigan is located. But that was all my great friends were there. All the Little League scores were in the sports section. There was no stuff about the Tigers there. So it was very, very family, community-oriented, and it's very near and dear to my heart.
So what back there? What kind of sandlot games did you guys play in, you know, your neighborhood areas?
Well, Joey Jones and I were arch enemies, and we played one-on-one wiffle ball in my front driveway every single day. And I was a huge Tiger fan, so I was always the Tigers, and I used to switch hit, and I would hit the lineup. And to this day, I can tell you the exact lineup from the '84 Tigers when they won the World Series. Is every day I hit that lineup, and him and I went one-on-one every day. And then when I moved from the country where Joey and I lived, I moved into the city part of West Branch, and there was a bunch of us that played in the backyard of Craig Brining's house. That was our sandlot, and it was wiffle ball every single day in the summer. And that was it. You know, we would rarely go to the Little League fields and play some, you know, some sandlot ball, but it was always wiffle ball all day, every day, and once we got tired, we got some lunch and went back out there and went at it again.
Well, that's a great story. Well, listen, Billy, I really appreciate you being on the show, and we know you're doing a lot of good stuff out there with the kids, and the folks kind of know a little more about you, so hopefully we'll get out there and get to your camps and clinics and all your instructional stuff. Thanks for being on the show.
I appreciate it. I'm very blessed to do what I do and have a job that I love, so I can get back to the community any way possible. I take that opportunity and I go after it as hard as I can.
Good job. Thanks, Billy.
Thank you.
I'm Michael King from Grand Canyon University, and I listen to The Sandlot.
Hi, it's time for the Santisi Brothers trivia question. Just go to playvictorylane.com, click on the Sandlot logo, and you'll find the area where you can enter your answer and put in your name. This week, we've got a multiple choice question for you, so here we go. Which of these major league teams was the first to wear protective plastic batting helmets in 1941? The New York Yankees, the Washington Senators, the Cleveland Indians, or the Brooklyn Dodgers? Just go to our website, enter your answer, and you'll win a really nice gift certificate from Santisi Brothers Pizzeria and Sports Grill. They've got lots of TVs and great food. Thanks for playing.
I'm Austin Starms from Centennial High School, and I listen to The Sandlot.
Our next guest on The Sandlot Show is Mark Kruger. He's going to be a freshman up in Salt Lake City area, up in Draper, Utah. How's it going today, Mark?
Pretty good.
Yeah, Mark's down here in Phoenix. You were just playing in a big baseball tournament all week?
Yeah, it was supposed to be for Junior Olympics, but then it got called off.
So it was just a regular, well, you guys were in the 14U division?
Yeah, it was just like a regular tournament.
And then, so you played for, what's the name of that academy?
Just Baseball Academy.
It's up there in that Salt Lake City area?
Yeah.
So how many teams came down from there?
Just two.
Two of you? Well, there was two in the 14s, right? And then there, I think there was a 16U team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your first time playing with those guys?
Yep.
Now, so you're back up in Utah with your freshman year. Which high school are you going to?
Juan Diego.
Cool. And then up there in Utah, like, we get to play baseball all year, and actually a lot of kids focus and just play baseball all year down here. What happens up in Utah?
You play one sport, and then it transitions to another sport. You just keep on going that way.
And so what's your sports?
Football, baseball, and basketball.
You're a pretty tall kid there. How tall are you?
6'3".
6'3", and you're going to be a freshman, right?
Yes.
So now, baseball, what's your position?
I catch, and I play short, and I pitch.
Wow, catching at 6'3", is that, you're one of the tallest catchers I've seen in that age group, huh?
Yep.
You like that spot?
Yeah, it's fun.
What do you play in football?
Tight end and D-line.
And then you play basketball too, right?
So yep.
What are you?
I play everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
All right, well, I've seen you catch, and, you know, I'm your uncle, so
yep.
I'm going to say good things about you anyway. But, yeah, you look good at catcher. You being that tall, so keep working at it. So baseball now is what, winding down? What's going to happen when you get back up there in Utah?
Yes. Football starts up.
Cool. So now club ball, you played a lot of club ball up there?
Yep.
What's some of the teams you played on?
I played on the Thunder, the Sticks, and the Storm.
Nice. And then what's up there? So now your family's kind of from the Phoenix area, but what's your favorite team now that you guys have been up in Utah? You've been up there almost your whole life, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite ball team, baseball-wise?
The Diamondbacks.
Okay, you still good? That's a Diamondback shooter. Yeah. How about football?
I don't really have one.
No?
Mm-mm. Okay.
And now what's basketball?
Probably the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I thought you were going to say the Suns. Come on, man.
Maybe.
Hey, so now on the Sandlot Show, what we ask all the guests is, you know, back, you know, you're still a young guy, but what's your Sandlot baseball locations? What kind of games would you guys play up there when you didn't have a ball field? You know, with your buddies, what are some of the games you would play?
Just wiffle ball.
And where'd you guys play that at?
Just in someone's yard or in a cul-de-sac.
With all your buddies and your little brother?
Yep.
He's getting big too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, listen, Marky, good luck in your freshman year up there in Utah, and how was the baseball down here this week?
Good. It was really hot.
The weather was pretty tough, wasn't it? You got to love baseball to play in that stuff, huh? In July. Okay, well, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for listening in this week. I want to thank our guests that were on the show. Little news from Victory Lane Sports Park. We're getting ready for the baseball season starting up here when school goes. We've actually moved one of the fields to 350 feet in center and added some walls and things to it. It's really a pretty cool little field. But also for you men, we've started a wood bat baseball league that we do on Wednesday nights. It's kind of for guys, you know, maybe age 25 and up. And it's gaining popularity. The first league's going to be over in a couple weeks. But we're getting a lot of phone calls. So if you want to check that league out, just send me an email to baseball@playvictorylane.com or call me at the park. Hope you're all having a good summer, and we'll see you next week.